Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Pony dick. That's the word of the day. Pony dick.
I feel like I missed out on some podcasts. I'm ready to be back.
Matt, you were missed. I think so. You were missed, my man.
It's fucking.
Where were you? You were in Indiana at a quinceanera or something, right?
Yeah, I was at an adult quinceanera. No, I did a little veteran charity event out there and visited the ladies'
hometown.
Put a suit on. It was good.
He put a suit on
A lot of people were asking, where are you next weekend, by the way? I saw your post on Facebook. You want to tell everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been fucking traveling like crazy. But
I know.
Next
you're everywhere.
This coming weekend, it will be Saturday, March 4th. I will be at Fort Campbell at 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the PX. And I will be slinging some Lead Slingers whiskey with Brad Primo and some other folk from Lead Slingers whiskey. So we're going to sign some shit if they want it. We're just to hang out. I don't fucking care. I'm there to see everybody that supports the brand and say, what up?
What up? Yeah, and I saw the new shirts online. Big fan. The Make America Great shirts for the Lead Slingers. Those are fucking awesome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, a big fan, dude. You guys are killing it these days. You're killing it these days.
Well, fucking Rocco today. I don't know if you've been seeing the Drinking
Bros
news. Oh,
my God,
news.
That was so funny.
Dude, it was great because he's been in like the hospital, was sick and all that. And he's like, well, how do you know I'm sick? And then he just rips all of his shit off. I was like, that's funny. You should check out Drinking Bros news. It's good.
Yeah, it's a new Facebook page called Drinking Bros News. Are you tired of getting your news from the fake news, CNN, or whatever they call that these days? Or are you tired of just listening to you know, whatever else that does news?
Look, a lot of people are saying we're the only real news left. A lot of people are saying we're the only real news left.
Drinking Bros News. We're the only real news left.
And calling us news is oh man,
what are you talking
about? Partial to that statement.
He had a lot of information today about new shot train rules.
Oh, no. Rocco's doing the news. Yeah, I'm talking to us. But
we're not the only real news. Drinking Bros News is.
We're vaguely news. We're opinionated news that is biased and slanted toward only the things we want them to.
But that's the thing. At least we're honest about
it. That's what our news is.
You know, I'm always going to favor in the landslide of foods.
Yeah. But see, we cover a lot of things. Foods on you. I like tits, guns, and anything that's red, white, and blue.
But people can buy my opinion with certain foods.
Like what?
Oh, ones? Boy.
Any? Yeah, mostly anything. Like if it's chewy.
What? If it's chewy?
If it's got chewy. If you have a chance
of the food?
If you have a chance to shit yourself, that's the type of food that Jared wants.
No.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah, it
what
is.
I want.
Yeah,
I will say, we just went to a restaurant, Ross, before for a little lunch earlier, and he got fish tacos, and then he ordered another entree to go, and then paused for about 15 seconds, and then ordered another entree, and I was like, you buying food for people at the work? He's like, I gotta get dinner.
We're going to be at work late.
Oh, boy. That bathroom at Black Rifle Coffee today.
is that why we hired a full-time fucking cleaner now?
Boy, you're going to have to install handicap bars in each of the stalls because people are going to be gripping, dude. Coffee and fish tacos. Good night, sweet Charlotte. Put your daughter to bed. Daddy's going to be on the toilet a while.
Hey, I was
Daddy's little fatty
is
going to be on the
daddy's
toilet
little
for
fatty,
a while.
Man.
I'm not daddy's little fatty.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? I got a new name for you after the sponsors. I'm going to tell the audience about last night's phone call that took place.
Oh, God.
First up, we do have some sponsors to pay for this fucking turd bucket to be on the air. First up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Kids, you know the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch. They come in a little silver packet. Not to be confused with a silver bullet that kills werewolves, but they probably could. Strikeforce Energy, you need to kick the can and get into the fucking packet of energy. Go to strikeforceenergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world. It goes in every single liquid you could possibly imagine. They have a subscription to the month club, and they got a bottle that pumps out 100 squirts.
Bro, I got fucking 8 of those back in our fulfillment center, just chugging, lugging along.
Oh, dude, I've been killing them all day.
They're already gone.
I know. I've got really? This sickness yeah. that
you
I
put
can't
them out
shake,
there?
And I keep drinking them.
They had them out there already. I went back there to
no,
get
no, they
some.
Had them out there, but I just ordered another 10 bottles.
Oh, yeah.
So Sean, I got to shout to Sean from Strikeforce because he hooked up a bro deal on that to square away the guys here at the office, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, they're big fans of Strikeforce Energy. Again, go to StrikeforceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off for life. Next up, we got ghostbed.com. Yeah. Wow. To say that we're big fans is a fucking understatement of a lifetime on this show. These are the most comfortable beds I've ever laid my penis on. My penis and my balls.
Did you just lay the penis, or was it like a whole body and your penis was accompanied, or were you just laying the dick and balls on there?
You know what? I'm glad you asked, Matt. When the box came in the mail, because it does come in a box, and you're thinking to yourself, how the fuck can a mattress fit in a box? You open up the box, boom, it shapes up, and you're good to go in like 2 hours. So after
my
that,
question,
to
my
test
question
it out,
would 16-year-old Ross fuck the ghost bed mattress? Because you know when you used to do that, do you ever do that when you're a kid? You know, like adolescents do? They fuck everything in the house. I mean, I need Rocco here for this fucking
conversation. You know Rocco
fucked a
did.
Mattress.
You know Rocco
did.
Fuck
the mattress. You know, you're just like in between the box springs and the mattress.
No, I never
like,
did that.
No, just...
I mean, granted, I may have jerked off in a room full of a lot of other dudes, but never in the mattress.
Oh, boy. Daddy's
the
little fatty.
The lights were off.
So let me ask you this. For a man of your size, Jared, is it a comfortable bed for a man of your size? Because a lot of people want to know.
Yeah, I like the bed.
You have a queen, right?
Yeah.
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 Dude, I actually got, so Rocco, I hope you don't listen to this episode, but I stole his ghost bed because I had a lot of people in town and I didn't have a third bedroom set up yet. And so I stole his ghost bed and I set it up on the floor, and said individual who slept in there, who's a former Ranger and Delta guy, was like, this is an insanely comfortable bed. So there you go. It's tier one qualified, apparently.
Yeah. Tier one qualified.
Yeah. So here's what you do. You go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You get 50% off. That is wrong. And I said that last time before. You get $50 off. I want to repeat, you get $50 off for using the promo code Drinking Bros. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You get $50 off. Or they can give you 3 free pillows with a qualifying bed purchase for vets and active military. They're giving away 2 free beds in all of the month of March and April. So do the goddamn thing. They got a payment plan too, people.
And by the way, don't take the $50. Take the pillows. They're the most comfortable pillows in the world.
Oh, the best.
I fight over them with my partner in crime.
I know. My mom was in town. She snagged my ghost bed pillows too. And I was like, what the fuck? Next up, we got Ready Man, Matt Best. You can tell us about Ready Man.
Ready Man, God, Evan is so much better at it than I am. You know, it's just JT in the studio today. Everybody's been traveling. No, Ready Man is run by Jeff Kirkham, who is an all-American badass. He won't say it himself, but I'll say it for him. They do everything from survival to just being a man brand, from fitness to survival cards to training, literally everything. And it's pretty fucking awesome. Ross, I think you should sign up for it, Ross. It'd be good for you.
I know. I probably should. Look, I'm always in a lot of dangerous situations.
No, but it's not just for like tactical training. There are some stuff about firearms training and marksmanship and things like that. But a lot of it is just like, how do you start a fucking fire in the snow with a fucking crayon? They have that shit on there. We're like, I didn't even know that's a thing. But
they have the fire starter with a crayon kit.
I don't know if they have that one. They have the new one. They have the survival card, for instance. It looks like a cheese grater, but it's a saw. And then also you can spark wood. And if you get it hot enough and it starts a fire, it's pretty fucking sweet.
That's sweet.
Dude, Ready Man's fucking dope. Go to readyman.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off, right? Is that 20%?
You sure do. You know?
Bless it.
And they're in the same office as us over here, so I'll go sneak over there and slap them in the dick later.
Look at that.
Right on the dingle.
Next up, we got A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. We're bringing it back for this one. As I miss the horse noise, Matthew. I miss the goddamn horse noise from you.
I'm here for you.
It's the first ever romance novel for dudes, written by the funniest writer of all time, Mr. Ross Patterson. Go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Warner.com, stores everywhere, and Audible.com. I do the Audible. Last but not least, we got BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Gerard.
Let's
Black
hear it,
Rifle Coffee.
God, he's the best in the biz. The best in the biz.
That's God. A jiggle.
Yep.
Black Rifle Coffee.
I feel like you could have worked for Mad Men, like the show Mad Men. That's how
Thank
great
you.
these adverts are.
They're probably sick of hearing it, but yeah, Black Rifle Coffee.
You guys know.
It's premium roast coffee. We take pride in the quality of the product, and we're trying to look out for a lot of awesome
Don't make a
causes.
Mistake. Don't make a mistake by going with a rebagger. Don't do that. We hate rebaggers. It's annoying.
But Drinking Bros is 20% off. And if you want that one extra percent, Lord Hot Dog,
Lord Hot Dog.
Bitch, I'm Lord Hot Dog. Oh. Hot Dog. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Lord Hot Dog.
When is that song dropping, by the way? When is the video dropping for that?
We should just put Lord Hot Dog at the end of this. It's a shitty mix.
It's not mixed.
Yeah,
yet.
Whatever.
I guess we could.
We could put it in there.
Yeah, we could put it in there.
It was. We went hard on the rap beat.
It's so good. I know. I heard it weeks ago. I loved it. I'm a huge fan of it.
I kind of want to do this, and this is just off the top of my head.
Sure.
What if we do a contest like on Drinking Bros, where they all pick what song I have to make like a hardcore street gangster rap to?
Oh, I like that.
But the topic
I like that
a lot. Can be fucking anything.
I like that a lot. There's one more advertisement.
Yeah. What's that for?
Yeah. It is my new Facebook page.
Oh, are we doing? Are we Jared, doing Facebook pages? Yeah,
Jared Taylor. You know, it's my fan page.
Well, let's go. Oh, to, let's,
you
let's go. To,
yeah, I did start one.
Little,
you know,
let's go to all of them. 15. Go to Matt M. Best 11X. We'll go to Ross Patterson. Go to Vincent Rocco Vargas.
Well, no,
go to
I've Jared got a coupon
Taylor.
On mine. If you send me a message and write the code Drinking Bros, you get a heart emoji back from me.
I will say I'm like a legit fan of yours, Jared, because your entertainment stuff that you do is so niche, but if you follow it consistently, I think it's some of the funniest shit out there.
Well, thank you.
And it's super weird. I love it.
Like,
I'm a big fan.
Where, like, Jared will post that on Black Rifle. I'm like, oh, dude, no, please. Oh, God. And then he puts it on his own page, and then I watch it 9 times. The one with the Charlie Classic, dude.
The bank robbery?
The bank robbery. Yeah.
It's like, well, what if he makes me get on my knees and suck his dick? And I'm just thinking about the possible scenarios, and I was like, that's fucking brilliant. I love it.
So him and I wrote two more to that exact, that's in sequence to that. So I'll give you a hint right now. When you come back to us, we're in the car and it's full of cash.
Okay.
And I'm eating the cash.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. And kids, if you haven't listened to Charlie Classic, he was on episode 142. It was one of our favorite episodes.
Dude, everybody, a lot of people like that, Ross. A lot of people
like it. It was a great show. Dude, I pitched his book. Is it too out there? I don't know. We'll find out. My agent was like, what the fuck is he? He goes, that can't be real. I was like, check out the show. So,
dude, and I got to say, man, I wasn't on the show with y'all, but I had limited time with him because I was running around so busy and out of town. But I spent like 4 hours. I mean, fucking nice dude, man.
He's
like,
nice.
Yeah, and he was a great guest. He's constant. A great guest. Yep.
And I'll give him this because a lot of influencers, that's a little Q term they use for everybody now, like they don't know what the fuck they're doing and they're not organized and they're not task oriented where there's like, I want to make set amount of skits today, blah, blah, blah. But the second we were sitting around, he's like, all right, I had this idea. Can we shoot it now? And then we just all went in work mode and it was fucking nice.
Because I mean, he knocked out three in a matter of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, he is solid. Like, Rod, like, that dude's on point.
He likes to work.
Yeah. Right? He's like, all right, here's the next one. Let's do this.
I literally looked at him now. I was like, you're not like a rapist or like have weird drug charges before I'm in your video, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Nope. Cause that, I was like, that is a question.
Sure. Like, if you got like a weed charge, I'm cool, man. That shit needs to be legal anyways. So as long as you didn't stick your dick in anybody that didn't want it, I think we're good.
Yeah.
We saw it in the comments. You know, we normally, if we make a mistake with somebody we hang out with, the audience tells us right away.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that goes for the future too. Like, if you see us appear in a picture with somebody, don't jump down our throats. Like, why would you do that? There might be shit we don't know.
Yeah, there
like,
might.
We don't know.
I did that the other day, and someone was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I don't fucking know, man. Especially if someone comes and asks for a photo, I'm not going to be like, no, unless I openly know the motherfucker's a piece of shit, then I'll tell him to eat a bag of dicks.
And also, too, like, there are other people out there that do their own thing, and that's their thing. It doesn't mean it's ours. Just because we you know, sat with them or hung out with them or met them because they asked to meet us, or maybe we asked to meet them, like, doesn't...
We've all had the crazy ex-girlfriend that's a psychopath, but you still stick your dick in her once in a while because it's fun.
Every once in a while when it's late at
night. Actually, I don't want to use that because I do not do that. When I was younger, like, let me specify that is not the case in my life. Right,
you know, she brings me Mexican food from Sombreros just because.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, yes, and by the way, to that point, the perfect case study for this, about 2 years ago, I posted a picture I actually took the picture of one of my best friends with Aaron Hernandez, who, Jesus Christ, he just got convicted of murder and is now on trial today, alive, for another double murder. So sometimes you don't know who you're taking a picture with, kids. That's what it is. That's what it is. You can't be blamed for that. But here's what I can blame you for. Last night, I get a phone call from Jared Taylor. The Range 15 documentary, we watched the first cut of it last night. It's looking fantastic. While I'm talking on the phone with Jared, I'm also just trying to grab a little snack to head back upstairs and work for a little bit. He goes, hey man, are you eating Pringles out of a can right now? And I was like, whoa, yeah, how did you know? He goes, oh dude, trust me, I know the sound that food makes coming out of a can. It was so distant. Sherlock Fat came out of nowhere and solved
Sherlock
the case.
Fat.
Sherlock Fat just was like, oh, wait a minute. Those are sour cream Pringles. And I was like, oh, shit. They are. They were sour cream Pringles.
I love that.
Yeah, but you know, it was how I said it too. Like, I was like, I just, he was starting to talk and I interrupted him. I was like, hey, why don't you finish that can of Pringles you just popped?
Yeah.
Because I know you're munching down.
Yeah.
And he goes, what?
I mean,
I'm eating Pringles.
And not only that, but like the shake was so faint, you know, and it was so distant.
I bet he called it. They were probably sour cream and onion too.
Oh, he did. He did. But he also, like, here was the scary thing was he didn't miss the next sentence. It was almost like it was a part of him, like fucking like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, where it was like, you got the Pringles, you're eating sour cream Pringles, put the fucking Pringles down. And then he went right back into another sentence about the movie and it was just like, what'd you think of this rough cut? And I'm like, whoa, Sherlock Fat on the other end can now hear food. You can fucking hear food is what you're doing.
He smells the Cheetos, but knows they're hot Cheetos across the room.
You're like the opposite of a dolphin. Like, you can hear food. The fucking fat whisperer.
He's got fucking goddamn fat sonar on him.
Oh man, I just know. I can hear that. I can hear the sounds. Like, I can tell you if you're eating chili or if you're eating clam chowder.
It's a
sound
task.
You know, clam chowder's potato based and chili's bean based. I know the difference.
What about if it's no bean chili?
I can still hear.
No, it's
yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, like potatoes and clams make a different noise than ground beef.
Potatoes and clams. It's a little clumpier. That's it. It's a little clumpier in the bowl.
That should be the episode right there. Potato clams and the fat Sherlock.
Yeah.
Sherlock fat.
Sherlock fat. Sherlock fat's definitely going to be the name
of it. I want to make that a drinking bro shirt where it's just me with the Sherlock hat on and a one of them magnifying thingers.
Yeah. That would be a great shirt.
I'm looking at a hot dog and it just says Sherlock fat.
Sherlock fat.
Yeah, you were on the case. And what was the other thing you were telling me about last night? You were watching some ghost show? Are you watching ghost shows now?
Oh, God damn it. No, it was, you know, I haven't had cable in a long time. Like, I just got it since we moved here and it was like, fuck it. And the cable comes with like HBO Go and stuff because I wanted to watch Westworld and that's cool. And one of those stupid fucking ghost reality hunting shows.
Oh, God, I can't fucking
stand
those.
Dude, those are the worst.
I hate those.
Those are the worst because it's so fake.
It's like terrible.
It is fake.
It's terribly fake.
I charge you, Ross, find one of the haunted places in America. Me, you, and Matt and Rocco are gonna go stay the night.
Oh, I'm down.
I have no problem.
We're
gonna
get fucking drunk and we're gonna wear
wasted.
Night vision.
Yeah.
We're just gonna hang out.
If there are ghosts, they're gonna hang out with us because they think we're cool
like,
as fuck.
They're
gonna
be like, man, these dudes, they're not running around like trying to get stupid noises from the walls. Like they're just getting fucked up. I want to hang out with them. Let's show them our ghost prosties. And then they're like, all of a sudden they open a door. It's full of like 600 six, ghost yeah. prostitutes you can't get pregnant.
What era do you want them from?
Like, I mean, it's all eras.
I'm gonna go like 1920s prosties.
No, I want 1700s. Yeah, they're half starving because they're on a wagon train. Yeah, real bony. I want to feel the pelvis break.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What if you're gonna fuck a ghost?
Might as well. Yeah,
why not go?
You might as well go. You might as well go balls deep.
What
in
happens
it?
If you break a bone of a ghost?
No, what I would do is I would break the femurs to where she almost was like flat.
Oh God.
What? It's like
how was she flat?
The ultimate splits.
Okay, it's an like, audio show. So
okay, she's laying on her back.
Okay.
And I just like
oh so
yeah
like
so
the
it's
splits.
Like yeah it's like horizontal now and then I'm just like blah 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 blah. I could go up or I could go in.
You could go up or
I could
in.
Go up or in.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, it's ghosts.
Or you could just find a contortionist.
No,
fucking prosty.
I want the ghost bang.
You want the ghost bang?
Yeah, if we're getting ghost prosties. No.
Yeah, why not have you guys ever been any place like super haunted and people are like, oh, this is haunted here?
I don't know.
I
went to the haunted house at Disneyland.
There, I will say,
super close.
I'm not superstitious at all, but when I was growing up, we always joked that we had a ghost upstairs because there's some fucking weird noises and there's like doors closing and it would sound like footsteps, but you can always figure out a logical reason for what it is. And I know everybody has that supernatural thing, but that's just people, in my opinion, because I know I'm going to get shit for this, is they want something to happen. So if you're looking for it, you'll fucking find it.
Here's the thing, like, I want you to do the math on this. There's like 7 billion people in the world right now, alive. Like, if you take a 50-year span of time for like 1,000 years, that's a lot of fucking ghosts that are just hanging around.
That's a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, they just keep stacking up. So you'd think if ghosts were a real thing, like, we'd be overcrowded with ghosts.
Like, man, we got this ghost
this
problem.
We got this ghost problem. It's hanging around.
Yeah. We got a fucking
it's like,
real bad
wait a second,
ghost
what
problem.
What if fucking ghost bed makes their beds out of broken pelvis prosties?
Oh, God, that would be
fuck.
Cool.
Oh,
I wish.
Boy.
Full circle here.
Really coming full circle here.
We need to get back to this. Like, you didn't answer what ghost prosty you wanted.
Yeah.
Oh! I want a Marilyn Monroe ghost prostate. Like that's you know I want a famous one.
That's hard to find.
Yeah, I know.
Monroe.
But
yeah, but she's
what
probably
I want. That's what
yeah,
I want.
She's like probably busy like off doing ghost James
other,
Dean.
Yeah, other
like ghosts. Other famous ghosts. Yeah.
Look, you asked me for my ghost fantasy. That's
she's
what
over there putting
you.
Kennedy's head back together.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, fucking. Making
she's just asking for glue.
Liver, Frank Sinatra, like, drink more water.
Hey, can you guys have? Do you guys have any real human glue? I needed to put my boyfriend's head together.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Do you guys have any of that gorilla glue?
Gorilla
Do you have
glue?
Any of that gorilla glue?
Harambe shows up with it. He's like, yeah, oh, he's got like, it. He's like, oh, there we are.
You could have asked me. I'm the fucking gorilla here.
Yeah, yeah.
I got some glue. And he just poos all over JFK's head.
See, that would be fucking sweet, though. Imagine if you could go hang out with all these ghosts, the stories. Because, like, Harambe would be there, and he'd be like, well, there I am, trying to take this kid to fucking safety, and the zookeeper blows my fucking head off, right? Yeah. It would be great fucking fire time storytelling.
I imagine Harambe would have the voice of Chris Tucker.
That's like a really annoying voice.
Yeah, but I got Ross with it.
I like it. I like it.
I'm thinking more like Jackie Chan. Like, hada, my name is Harambe.
No, that's totally not Harambe.
Yeah, I think so.
Chris Tucker.
By the way, Jackie Chan was like 60, showed up at the Oscars the other night, still looked the same goddamn age. Still looked like he was 35.
He's a stud,
he
man.
He eats rice. That's why.
You think that's it? That's the key to fucking looking
yeah,
good?
Yeah, the key to looking young is rice. I mean, it's good for your skin and your body cells.
So if a dermatologist could write Jared's page and tell him why he's wrong, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Rice is good for body cells.
How do you know? Yeah, there's no way you know. There's no way you
know. Yeah, but how does... But Matt's over here claiming he knows.
I'm just saying, like, rice is not a staple in, like...
I've never seen a wrinkled Asian.
Yeah, look, they hold up. They do hold up. There's a few that are in their hundreds that eventually start to age, but the Asian skin holds up.
Isn't one of them like 118 right now?
Who?
Isn't one of them 118?
Yeah, actually, they just passed away, but yes, you were correct.
Really?
Yeah.
They lived to 118?
Yeah. It was crazy. Fucking wild.
Could you imagine what Xbox is like to that person?
No.
Oh, shit.
You're 118 years old. You were born in 1899.
I couldn't even imagine what this world must.
When I grew up, I was playing with a wooden wheel.
Isn't that crazy to think that technology has advanced so much that if you went back 150 years, you would be reincarnated Jesus God? Like, if you had a minigun and a flamethrower, they'd be like, well, that's what God looks like. You could take over society.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be an emperor and rule.
I know.
This would be so fun.
I would be Emperor Sherlock Fat.
Sherlock Fat?
Yeah. They would know me as the professional, you know, detective, too. Because I would tell them that I was Sherlock, you know. That's what that means, detective.
But you could just go back to, like, to the Confederacy and just minigun one, whatever they call them, platoon or whatever they call them back in those days. And you're good.
No,
they'd
I said
like,
it'd be
I
funny.
Quit.
It'd be funny if you just brought back a tank, because you could just lock the tank. There's no way any of those guys have anything to get into it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely, yeah, there's nothing
you
can do about
fire.
That.
Fire. You could smoke that bitch out.
An Abrams.
Yeah, you could start, I mean, it, right? We're really going to piss everybody off. Some tankers like, shut the fuck up.
It would take people a long time to figure it out.
They would have to stack a log cabin on the Abrams and light that on fire. like there's nothing for them. Like, they didn't have like Molotovs and shit back then.
Okay, I mean, if you could take one modern day technology and take it back 150 years, what would it be?
A dildo. It'd blow their minds.
Like, no, you need one of the squirting ones, so it's like super comprehensive with like you can inject the semen things in there and it's battery operated and squirts.
Or an ice maker.
That actually would be super helpful. What about you, Ross?
If I could go back in time and take one thing with me?
Yeah, to like impress people, or you could save the world from the Black Plague, you know? What it's up to you what you would want to do.
I would say I would definitely take back I would definitely take back remember those ruse, those Velcro ruse, those sneakers with the zipper that go in the side? That's what I'm taking back with me. That's what I'm taking back with me. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm not taking back fucking ruse.
What do you mean? I respected that decision.
No, see what I would do? I would take a fucking jacuzzi back and build a cabana. All the bitches want to go up in there, and AIDS didn't exist back then. No one fucked a monkey yet. Well, they probably did, but it didn't. We're good. You could just raw dog
it
everything.
It was just gonorrhea.
You could
Gonorrhea.
I could literally put my seed in half of America. Like, you could breed what America was through my genetic line.
You should tell them that you were just a breeder.
I'm human a breeder. I came back from the future.
I'm a human breeder.
Right.
Get in line.
Get in line. this is for America.
I'm not helping with that child.
I would go with, like, anesthesia, because if you had something wrong with you.
Putting motherfuckers to sleep?
No, but myself. Oh, okay. So if something happened to me where I was like, I had to get surgery or some type of oral surgery or whatever.
What
like,
kind of fucking surgery are you going to get 150 years ago that you need to go under anesthetics?
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, I watched. Ross, like a local anesthetic? You have to have a breathing machine and everything like that. You can't just pass yourself out.
Unless he's talking about like lidocaine.
Have at it, doc.
Something. I mean, here's the thing. I was watching one of those Civil War docs the other night on the old Netflix, and they were just sawing motherfuckers' legs off, and I was just like, oh my God.
The motto of a military medic, pain is the problem of the patient.
Yeah, exactly. But this patient wants to be out. I want to be out cold. Like, you're right. I'll take care of my own pain. So that would be my most useful.
If you go back and like read the documentaries and the books of like World War I, how fucking brutal that shit was.
Brutal.
And then farther back in like the Civil War, like holy fuck tits. There was nothing. They just literally, like you said, they would tourniquet that bitch and cut a leg off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean,
carry on. Here's a fucking wooden peg. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Here, dude. we're gonna break this fucking plunger in half. Just put that stick in your leg and keep walking. keep on walking down the road.
Well, I don't think they had plungers back then. They didn't have running water.
Well, I mean, I had a recent experience. I had Leo Jenkins in town last week, and he was digging in my toe. Without any real anesthetic.
Oh, that's right. Dude, I saw that on Facebook. What happened?
Well, so my toenail was growing into like the side of my toe, and it was incredibly painful, and I ignored it way too long to the point where it was like, okay, we have to cut this fucker open. And of course, Leo has a surgical kit. So I was supposed to go to the doctor that day, and I was like, I'm working and I don't really want to go. Leo, can you do this in the podcast room for me? And
he did, right?
One painstaking hour later, as I'm screaming and cursing his name, he pulls this chip of toenail out from the side of my toe, and I could walk beautifully again.
Holy shit. So you did that without anything? America. No pills, no nothing?
Yeah, he just had a topical lidocaine, but it didn't do shit. I mean, he was digging down in there. It was like you could feel that shit under your teeth.
Yeah, that topical lidocaine doesn't do jack dick for you.
Yeah. I mean, I should have just jacked off, like, and while he was, you know, surgering me, because then I would have.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. If you jack off during, like, a traumatic event,
it takes your mind off of it.
Yeah.
It really does.
If you get a beach, if you get a quality beach while getting surgery.
Well, it takes any pain away. Like, my grandma died. I jacked off at the funeral, and I was good.
Wait, like at the funeral?
Like,
did you go in the bathroom
during the funeral?
I mean, like after, like it was like,
during the funeral.
Your grandma's proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, like she was cool, so she was like, "You got to get it out, you know, let those emotions out." And I did, all over the groundskeeper's shed.
Oh. On the shed floor? You know how bad cum sticks to plywood?
Oh, God. We've gone way down. You can't foot that one out.
I know. You can't just kick that one and make it go away.
The guy walks in there and he's just like, "Getting some more cum on the plywood, damn kids."
God, kids getting out jizz all over my plywood. That's three quarter inch.
Jared, where's the worst place you've jacked off besides a funeral?
I didn't jack off at my grandma's funeral. I just want to make that out. Put that out.
Matt, you
worst
did.
Worst place?
You did, and it's out in the world. It's okay. Done.
I don't know what a worst place is. What do you mean worst place?
Like you definitely should not have jacked off there, where you're just like, oh, God. That was way too much.
I did it in the back seat of my buddy's car when I was a teenager, like while his mom was driving.
Whoa. That's bold.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And the mom didn't see you at all?
No, I mean, I was laying down, you know, they had three rows of seats or two rows, you know, so he was in that front row and I was laying down on that back seat.
Man,
you know what I call those, Ross? It's called cum regret. So the second you come, you regret everything. I guarantee the second you did that, you're like, what the fuck?
No. The worst was me and this girl were watching Terminator 2 while her parents were having a party. And she gave me a hand job under the sheet. And then I was a mess. And her dad started talking to us. And I had to escape to go get cleaned up somehow while I'm under the sheet. And he was like making fun of the fact that we had a blanket and stuff. Like,
and you're like, and he I'm has like, no idea.
Oh my God, if he pulls this off, it's like fucking all over me.
Oh God. I've had that happen before where like it was in a parking lot and I was like 17. And
don't even remember her name.
You get a hand job and then like when you're like, I'm going to come. And then they aim it at you.
You're like, no.
And then all over your shirt and shit. And you're like, what the fuck do I know? I got to walk into the supermarket looking like I'm a fucking doctor scrubbing in for surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, doctors don't scrub in with cum all over. Him,
I just
but,
like,
you know,
I just
up.
Sneezed all over myself. I just sneezed all over myself. It's just sneeze.
It's just sneeze. It's just
dude,
fucking sneeze.
You know what we need to do, Ross? We need to find a chemical engineer. We need to get them out here with us, and we need to develop some sort of chemical that gets cum out of shirts and pants, and then we make cum wipes.
Oh, how would you say that? Just something where you don't need running water.
No,
you don't. It's like a baby
wipe. And it gets it completely out.
Yeah.
And your shirt dries and it's perfect.
Yeah, none of that dry crust, anything. Cum wipes.
Yeah, I've been having regret. That's going to be on the Home Shopping Network next week.
We create a bib that goes all the way down.
A cum dick bib?
Yeah.
No, so it's like.
So you just wrap it up.
The bottom of your shirt, you open it up with like Velcro, but it's got a good liner in there. So you just wrap that over your dick.
A dick bib, yeah. A dick bib.
Yeah, a dick bib. It's like a little kangaroo pouch for cum.
Yeah. Oh, God. Stop it. I don't like hearing it.
Come on, cum. Kangaroo pouch for cum.
No! Yeah, your little dick bib.
I don't like it.
I feel like we're going old school this episode.
Yeah,
like dark.
This is getting super fucking dark. I like it.
We need it once in a while. We don't need to talk about serious stuff. It's
dick
good
bibs.
To vent with dick bibs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look. I mean, let's make it even grosser. Then fuck it. I read a disgusting article today about, you know, next year they're supposed to you're gonna be able to circle the moon once for a week in 2018 is what they're saying, right? But they're preparing people by saying you're gonna piss yourself and it's gonna be floating around and you might be like constantly vomiting because of the gravity. Where does the piss go? where does the piss go when it's flying? Or is it just bouncing off your mask the whole time? Like where does it go?
It takes 4 days to get to the moon. That's an 8-day trip.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but where does the shit and piss go is my question.
Yeah, you're going to have to shit.
I think they have, oh man, I was watching something on the astronauts in the space station. I think they have like specialty pouches for that, like waste pouches, if I'm correct.
I think it's a vacuum.
It could probably be a vacuum. We should look up that. Where do astronauts piss?
Poop.
I don't know, but I saw, it was one of those fucking space movies with Matt Damon or whatever, and he pissed and it floated in the air, and it was just like, if you didn't get it in the toilet, it floats away. But then how do you gather it and capture it?
You use like old school fishnets, like those little fishnet nets that you would use for like a fish tank.
Yeah, but it wouldn't separate, is my question. It wouldn't separate?
Yeah, it would. That's why it's not a net. It's a plastic baggie on a little net contraption.
All right. But what about if you shit yourself, does that come off your ass? Does the gravity take it all the way off your ass? Do you have to wipe is
no,
my question.
No, I think hair particles and like material.
God, gross.
Like, it holds on to it. I'd imagine.
It's disgusting.
That's a lot of gravity, though. That would be a lot of gravity to hold that down. I would just imagine that all the poop floats.
So they have like this in space, they have like a toilet-esque looking thing with a big suction on it, apparently. That's what I'm looking at right now. So they have like a whole dedicated system that I like dumps this shit.
Oh, really? And then it goes outside the craft?
Well, there was pictures of it outside. They might like bag it and then like release it somehow. I'm sure they have like a waste bin that they do when I don't know. I'm gonna look into it. That's gonna be my homework for the afternoon, Ross.
Yeah, because I'm curious. Because then, like, if everybody else is doing this, so let's say you're fucking flying around the moon, everybody's doing it. You know, you're going on tourist trips. Wouldn't space just be just a bunch of piss and shit floating around?
That'd be cool. Like inside the ship, you could have like a super soaker party, but it's piss. It's like a game.
This isn't fun. This is
why?
This is,
why? Yeah, well,
this is smelly.
Yeah, it's space travel is, though. It's going to get a little wet, dude. It's going to get a little wet up there.
You know what would be funny, just because Jared hates cum so much? Take up like a gallon of horse cum and then in one room just line it all so you have to get through it like a Mission Impossible like maze to get to the other side.
Oh, like a Fear Factor maze?
Yeah, like a cum maze.
Me and Charlie came up with something that involved horse cum. I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. That's going to be another robbery skit. We rob a sperm bank and he comes out with the cash and I come out with cum. And he's like, wait, no, I told you we're robbing this bank because they have a lot of cash. I'm like, oh, I was confused.
That's
it. Just a trash bag full actually, of cum.
Why is that's it a trash bag? I emptied all this.
I just emptied all into this as fast as I could. This is a bag. Thought it was worth something.
This is terrible.
This is
terrible.
This is fucking. This is gone dark, kids. It's gone dark. If you don't mind, I would like to go even further with it. If you guys would indulge me,
bring it on, dude.
I don't think for the drink. I don't think you're eating
for the drinking bro of the week.
Scratches. Oh, what do you got?
I have one. And I'm going to tell you why this is dark. Since we're doing something really fucked up, a lot of people hit us up all the time, and they were like, "Hey, man." Like individual pages. They're like, I don't understand why I haven't been picked for Drinking Bro of the Week or whatever. We have, you know, fucking hundreds a day. And we're always super appreciative. But there's some that come in that are crazy long where it's just like you skip over it because you know there's no way you're ever going to read that much on the air. So with this one, though, somebody wrote in a diatribe. I'm going to read this entire thing, and I'm going to have the editor score it to like really like dramatic like movie music.
I like that.
So that way, look, this is the only time we're ever going to do this. But please don't ever submit a story this long.
Hey Ross, please pull out your best reading voice.
Yeah. Okay, should we do like an intro?
Oh, I will.
In a world where Ross Patterson reads the Drinking Bro of the Week this winter. Ross Patterson, I don't know.
I'm going to read this as Morgan Freeman. This is for you, Scott Myers. I would like to nominate my grandfather, mentor, and World War II veteran Clyde Myers for Drinking Bro of the Week. My grandfather participated in the Battle of Guadalcanal in the invasion at Bougainville at Empress Augusta Bay, November 1st, 1943. As a Higgins boat driver, he was aboard the USS Alhena, aka 9. One of his most memorable experiences was that he told me as a young teenager was that one of his shortcut that his crew took between islands to deliver men and material to the beach, the fleet of landing craft carried by the Alhena headed single file through a strait, but along the way ran into a nest of Japanese snipers in the palm trees. However, my grandfather's most harrowing experience came that night. His boat broke down after his third landing, requiring repairs that took several hours. By the time he returned to the water, the Alhena had sailed away for the night. My grandfather and about 20 other Higgins boats clustered together. They dropped anchor just offshore to wait out the night in a driving rainstorm. Not only were the men kept up bailing their boats to stay afloat, they had been warned of the possibility that Japanese frogmen would swim to their positions and slit their throats as the U.S. sailors slept. After the war, my grandfather returned home to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He raised a family of 8 children. He recently lost his wife of 70 years last December. He has taught me so much in life, and to always press forward
even when the cards are stacked against you. My grandfather inspired me to join the Air Force, and so I did. Oh, I miss you, sweet Pappy. I miss you, sweet Pappy Clyde Myers. I served 8 honorable years in the Air Force, and I can tell you as a man to another man, Clyde Myers is truly worthy of the title Drinking Bro of the Week. He is currently still alive, and he's still kicking ass. Cheers, Scott Myers.
Now, that's a great story. It's a great story, Scott, and we appreciate it. However, that was probably four to 5 minutes worth of story there.
It's okay. I was locked onto that story. It was like fucking bedtime story right there.
I thought there was going to be a slick turn to prosties.
Yeah. Clyde's a badass.
Somewhere in there. But Scott Myers, this one's for you. Cheers, brother. Cheers to your grandfather. But please, if you're going to submit to Drinking Bro of the Week, keep it brief. Keep it brief. This version will be available. Scott Myers' Drinking Bro of the Week will be available on paperback in November.
Such a dick.
It'll be in hardback this summer, and that'll be a nice beach read for you.
A nice beach read.
Look, this was fun. It got fucking weird, dark, and long. For Scott Myers, his grandfather Clyde Myers, Sherlock Fat.
Hey!
And welcome back, Matt.
Hey.
Welcome back, hey. Matt. We love you.
Love you all.
We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.